Visiting teaching message. Receive the blessings of the priesthood. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Blessings of belonging to Relief Society. Relief Society helps sisters learn the importance of sustaining, supporting, and working in harmony with priesthood holders. Relief Society also helps sisters prepare to receive the ordinances of the gospel and enter into the covenants of the temple. How can new and longtime members receive the blessings of the priesthood? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 35 through 38. They who receive this priesthood receive me, saith the Lord. For he that receiveth my servants receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth my Father, and he that receiveth my Father receiveth my Father's kingdom. Therefore, all that my Father hath shall be given unto him. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Once in the kingdom of God, as a newly baptized member, we honor the restored priesthood. Honoring the priesthood and being obedient in living the commandments are important elements in the conversion process. Adult male members receive the Aaronic priesthood soon after baptism. After a period of time, if worthy, they should receive the Melchizedek priesthood, and each individual in the family shares the blessings of the priesthood in the home. Women are welcomed and enjoy the blessings of sisterhood in the Relief Society. We faithfully progress for at least 1 year after baptism and prepare ourselves to enter the temple of the Lord. In the Holy Temple, we receive our sacred endowments, which teach us how we must live to return into the presence of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Then we are sealed for time and all eternity. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Ensign, May 1997, page 80. How do Sisters of Relief Society and Brethren of the Priesthood support one another? Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Women in the church are associates with their brethren in carrying forward this mighty work of the Lord. They stand in an associate role to the priesthood, all striving together to build the kingdom of God in the earth. We honor and respect you for your capacity. We expect leadership and strength and impressive results from your management of the organizations for which you are responsible. We uphold and sustain you as daughters of God, working in a great partnership to assist Him in bringing to pass the immortality and the eternal life of all of the sons and daughters of God. If thou art faithful, Ensign, November 1984, page 89. Kathleen H. Hughes, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Relief Society was established by God, through a prophet, by the power of priesthood authority. Its existence is a necessary part of the organization of the Church. Men and women stand together in priesthood and Relief Society as we strive to bring families to Christ. As women, we should never think that our role in the church is a lesser role than that played by men. Just as we, as righteous women, honor the priesthood, we need to hold sacred our calling as women as well. Relief Society grew out of our divine calling and our desire to serve, to love, and to care for each other. Just as the ordinances and direction of the priesthood are necessary in the Lord's work, so is the service that we do. In Covenant with Him, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 108. End of visiting teaching message. Receive the blessings of the priesthood.